President Trump held an event at the White House to announce the second round of trade mitigation payments for U.S. farmers. This second round of assistance will help partially mitigate the impacts of retaliatory tariffs being placed on U.S. raw cotton to China. The assistance is also timely as many producers across the Cotton Belt are still feeling the impact from severe weather-related events in 2018. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details he has gathered from his position in Washington.
National Cotton Council Chairman Mike Tate from Huntsville, Alabama, attended that event with the president along with other leaders from agriculture and commodity groups. As part of the announcement, while all the details are not yet known from USDA, what has been laid out so far is a $16 billion package for trade assistance this year, and about $14.5 billion of that will be in the form of market facilitation payments that will go directly to producers. The remaining funds will be used for commodity purchases that can then be donated domestically for feeding programs, and then finally some additional funds for the export promotion program that Cotton Council International and other export promotion entities will apply for.
The payments to producers will include all covered commodities within the Farm Bill, including both upland and ELS cotton, as well as a few non-program commodities that are being impacted by the trade dispute with China.
Unlike the market facilitation program last year, this program will not be based on a specific payment rate by crop or commodity. Instead, USDA is developing county-specific payment rates per acre, and those county rates will reflect the mix of crops that have been grown in that county in recent years, as well as the amount of trade damage that's impacting each of those commodities to come up with these county payment rates, which will be announced in the coming weeks.
The acreage that will be eligible this year will be total planted acres in 2019.
However, that total for a producer cannot exceed their total plantings of all eligible crops in 2018. That would be the maximum acreage cap of what would be eligible. And at this point, USDA is indicating that they do not plan to include prevented planted acres in this calculation. And we know that will be a significant issue this year given the weather situation and a lot of acres that a crop has not been planted on yet due to the flooding and wet weather.
The payments are expected to be made in three tranches, according to Langley.
The first one would likely come in late July or early August, following the July 15th acreage certification date with the Farm Service Agent. And then, depending on how the trade situation unfolds and whether or not there are improvements, the second and third tranches would likely come sometime in late fall, maybe around November, and then the final one early next year. Some of the questions that we still do not have answers to yet include what will the payment limit level be for this program, or what level will the AGI means test be, and again, what are the specific payment rates by county. So those details are still being worked out by USDA and will be put forward.